Great Scott! We found it! We've stumbled upon the golden treasure, the diamond treasure, the gems of the century, the wisdom of the ages. Welcome to this episode of Elevated Tales Radio. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is your host, Nigel Jamal, but today we are doing things a little bit differently. Today, we are discussing a particular analogy that I stumbled across while contemplating on the topic of the present moment, while contemplating on the topic of trying to control things that are out of your control. I stumbled upon the topic of letting go of your past and allowing your present moment to be exactly what it is, and letting go with reckless abandon of what a future holds. Because ultimately, we create our own future anyway. And once you reach a certain level of consciousness and you decide to yourself, a lot of the things that are in my reality are there because I created it, or are there because I am the one who thought the thoughts that I thought, then you truly come to grips with the idea that your experience is in direct relation to what you've been thinking and to what you've been telling yourself this entire time. So, I've put together a little... So, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to go over a particular sketch that I put together for this exact podcast episode. This one is called the fire hydrant analogy, where in the picture, as you can see, it depicts three separate times: the past, the present, and the future. One which we have full control over is the present moment. The past is the past. The future hasn't happened yet. So the only moment that truly exists is the now. I read somewhere a really significant quote from an unknown source that said, "Don't tell me about tomorrow until it's today." And what that highlights for me is that we worry so much about the future. We worry so much about what can happen, what will happen, what can go right. But most of the time, what can go wrong. And we take away from the gift that is this present moment right now. The present is a gift. This moment of existence is a gift. And the only potential that exists inside you is now. When you think about science and you think about physics, think about kinetic energy and potential energy, the past is the past. But if you waste your time dwelling on that, you give kinetic energy or energy in motion, and you charge whatever atoms or whatever molecules are of the past, and you bring about more of that into your present moment. Potential energy remains potential energy until a force strong enough changes that energy into kinetic energy. Isaac Newton says, anything in motion stays in motion until acted upon by an equal opposite force. Now, everything vibrates, so that means everything is in motion. Even potential energy is in motion. It's just very vibrating at a very low rate that is undistinguishable from the naked human eye. But if you put everything under, if you put even the littlest molecule under a very high intensity microscope, under a very high intensity sort of drawing, then you'll see that everything is moving at the smallest molecular level. Everything is vibrating. Everything is energy. Energy cannot be created. Energy cannot be destroyed. It can only be transferred. So, with that knowledge, why would you even waste this precious moment, this precious time, this precious present that is a gift in its all existence on the past? If you are unhappy with your past, then why would you want to bring more of that experience into your present moment? It's a waste of energy. You could be using all your potential, all of your energy, all of your limitless abilities to the moment right now. But if you dwell on the past, if you dwell on what someone said about you, if you dwell on the way someone made you feel, if you dwell on the judgment of others, you're really just judging yourself at the end of the day. Because who you really are, when you love yourself, is enough when you love yourself. But if you don't love yourself, you'll never be able to love anyone else. If you have insecurities about your own self, then you'll never be able to be secure about yourself. If you have judgment towards others, then you're judging yourself. Because when you truly are okay with who you are and what you do and the way you live your life, then you have no time to judge or look or even bigot about others. It's just unrealistic, impossible. Now, none of us are perfect, and that's what makes us perfect. We're all imperfectly perfect. We make mistakes, but the task here is not to dwell on those mistakes. The task here is to accept what happened for whatever happened and let it go. Accept what is for what it is and let it go. Now, if you look at the drawing or the sketch, you'll see that there's another part that talks about the future. Now, on this fire hydrant, you have the present moment, which is the top. You have the back end, which is the past, and you have the front end, which is the future. The water that's inside the fire hydrant stored up does not flow out or flow in unless that energy is acted upon by a wrench or something tops it over or there's a break inside the system. Whatever needs to happen is an action or force that needs to act on that potential energy in order to create kinetic energy or transfer the potential energy to kinetic form. Now, think of yourself like water. Think of the legendary Bruce Lee, who said, "Be like water, be formless." If water goes inside of a cup, it becomes the cup. Water is inside of an ocean, it becomes the ocean. Be like water, my friend. Be formless. Go with the flow. We have no control over what our future is going to be. We have no control over what our past was. You waste your precious kinetic energy and your potential energy on what the future may or may not bring, and you take away precious potential energy from what the unlimited possibilities of the present moment can bring. That's all for today's episode of Elevated Toes Radio. I'd like to thank you guys for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, if you enjoyed this style of podcasting here, well, give me a share, give me a rating and review if you find the time. Let me know, Elevated Toes Radio on Insta and Elevated Toes Pod on Twitter. Let me know. Holla at your boy. Shin Boy Nigel Jamal signing off. The podcast that gets high when they go low. Now, I'd like to elaborate on that quote there. That's very deep, you know, because if you think about it, yes, when you're above the bullshit that happens on in the earth, you're almost living in the clouds. You heard the expression in cloud nine. Well, it's a form of bliss. And when you do what you love, you feel a river running through you. And when you're in a blissful state, you're on cloud nine. So we're up amongst the clouds, unconcerned with what's going on below them. We are aware of what's happening around us, but we are unconcerned and no longer allowing it to dictate our precious present moment. Now, another way to look at that analogy, the podcast that gets high when they go low, is our higher self. You think higher rather than the low earthly ego self. Ego, if you think about it, earth goals only, EGO. That is operating at the low vibrational level, operating at the 3D consciousness. Now, we all live in the 3D consciousness, but when you decide to be mindful, meditate, and focus on the things that you can control, accept what is and let go of what you cannot control, then you become formless like water. You go with the flow and you connect into your 5D self. You connect into your fifth dimensional self, your higher self, your light being, your finer self. That is what the podcast that gets high when they go low is all about. Thank you for tuning in today. Signing off, Nigel Jamal. Yes! Or yes. Let's get it.